Press Review time now. Alyssa is joining us here on stage, studying in Syria today. Women now obliged to wear bikinis, even if they go to the beach, apparently, Alyssa.
That's right, Stuart. These are called burkinis, and for a reminder, they cover the whole body, head to toe. So British Daily The Times here writes that liberals fear setback after the new regulation was announced. The setback would be Syria's President Ahmed al-Shara imposing even stricter rules, his interpretation of Islam in the country, writes The Times. The former al-Qaeda commander toppled Bashar al-Assad in December, and then he promised that Syria will not deeply intrude on personal freedoms. That's what he said, a promise met with skepticism, writes The Times.
And more on Syria, discontent is also simmering amongst some supporters of the uprising against the country's ousted dictator.
That's right. And the New York Times here has an in-depth piece on Syria's Committee for Civil Peace. This is a newly founded group cooperating with former Assad supporters to, quote, restore calm. But supporters of the rising against the regime of Bashar al-Assad accuse the new leaders of not holding the old regime to account. One source, for example, told the New York Times that many of them were hoping for punishment of those who committed war crimes. The committee, on the other hand, says that it will help de-escalate tensions with Syria's minorities. But instead, the paper writes that it reopens a simmering dilemma: how to achieve justice and reconciliation in a population that endured decades of violent repression. Stuart.
Something different now. We're moving to a new post-Brexit deal. This is over the future of the British overseas territory of Gibraltar.
That's right. The British Daily, The Guardian here, reports on the news saying that UK and Spain strike historic deal over Gibraltar's future. Gibraltar, of course, is a disputed territory located at the bottom of Spain, and the new deal will make travel across the border much easier. There will be no land border checks, for instance, and that's good news for some 15,000 people who cross the border daily. Many of them are workers who live in Spain but go to Gibraltar for work. And the Times of London here also has a story on that, asking, is the UK's Gibraltar deal a post-Brexit success after 4 years in the making? It could repair rocky relations, says the paper, but it will be closely scrutinized by Eurosceptics.
Yeah, what about the Spanish press? What are they saying?
We have here Spanish daily El Periodico that writes that on paper the deal puts an end to all disputes, and with the fence finally demolished, Gibraltar will be more part of Spain and its territory will be, quote, less alien to Spanish people. It calls the deal a moral victory for Madrid and a concession from the British side. El Periodico, however, reminds that de facto sovereignty remains British, Stuart.
Let's move to France for this next story. A multi-million euro scam with furniture has been punished. What are the papers saying on this?
That's right. A very curious story. British Daily The Guardian here writes, French furniture expert and restorer guilty of fake 18th century chair scam. Yes, that's a real story, Stuart. The two men forged furniture, including and mostly chairs, and claimed they were used by historic figures like Marie Antoinette, and then sold them for thousands and millions of euros. They managed to scam a Qatari prince and most notably the Palace of Versailles.
Well, they managed to do it. What about the French press? What are they saying?
Here, French daily Le Telegram also reports on the story. It writes that two genius forgers were convicted. It focuses on Bill Palot, who is the art expert, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison, mostly suspended, and he will have to pay 200,000 euros fine. And during the trial, however, Palot said, "We thought we'd do it for fun, to see if the art market could see that they did this forgery. And he added, it went like clockwork. Le Parisien is also focusing on Palot, whose nickname is Le Père Lachaise. This is a wordplay on Père Lachaise, which is the former, the famous Parisian cemetery. It means father chair or the father of chairs. And his nickname was given after he wrote a book on chairs and seats of the 18th century that perhaps inspired his scam afterwards.
Yes, I was going to say, it went very well until now. Finally from Alyssa, we're getting in on an even lighter note. It seems that designer dogs are not quite as great as they seem.
That's right, Stuart. So you can see here this cute miniature poodle. It might not be as cute as it seems. Oh. Research shows that dogs like these, called designer dogs, are more likely to experience diarrhea. And yeah, actually 34% more likely, Stuart. So it's quite of a high figure. After, I mean, I guess it's a choice. It's a pretty cute dog.
It's very cute. What's it? What kind of breed is it? A poo shih tzu?
It's a miniature poodle, I think.
I think it's a poo shih tzu. Judging from your story. Alyssa with a for us 24. Yes, I've just created a new breed. You never know.